No.
No.
Just. In the finishing off Harsha, it's a side topic, but not a side topic. There are basically three approaches. We have other sub approaches, but it's important, it brings a lot of things together. One major machlokes sheet of the Rashba that most people do not agree with, and that is, even when we say Rabbi Yochanan Amar Gezel Nasiyach Rabbi Dem Shteim Shem Enochom Hakdisha Zelafin Shem Zelafin Abishusa, Rashba says it's only Hekdesh and not Haknol. Rambam disagrees with it. Those disagrees with it. It's a unique sheet of the Rashba. But in order for the Rashba says the following thing. Just to see this whole thing. This is the only thing that makes, this is how it works. It says that Hashor is a kinyan grua. Why? It's like mavrachas. And you own it until I decide you don't own it. Very strange kinyan. But there is such a thing. He couldn't come up with such an idea if he didn't have it, if he didn't have a Gemara. That says, Mavrachas. Okay. You own it until I say you don't own it. Not a Kenyan Zman. We'd have to get into Kenyan Zman. I give 30 days, 60 days. Machlokas. Let's see how he holds. The Rambam holds as a Kenyan Zman. I can do what I want. The Rivet holds only Kenyan Paris. I can't destroy it. I can't do it. Right, but here he has a kinyan of rachas. He calls it kinyan grua. It says, according to the day of Rishon of the first lashon of Nahadoi, a kinyan grua has to be just like hektish. Means fully bershus. According to the second day of Nahadoi, no. It's like other kinyanim. But we see from the Gemara Samach Tesamid Beis that Rabbi Yochanan, it's not only to Hektish, it applies to Hefker, and it applies also not only to Hefker, it applies also to Pinyan Maisesheni, but not to Haknoa. Manishtan goes like this. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin. Mentioned it before. Amirasa Lugavoa, first parak. I think that's what hey. Amirasa Lugavoa can see Rasa Lahej. Rishus Hektish is different. Everyone else needs a Maisa Kenyan. I want to give something to Berek Habayis. I say, Harizu, this I have. Right in front of me, an automobile. I say, this automobile is Berek Habayis. I say it, and it's it. That's it. Belongs to Berek Habayis. Okay. Now, the question is, how did it happen? You need a Kenyan. You need a Kenyan. Rasa Gavol Kamsi Rasa Lehej. Says Yerushalmi. You have to understand what Yerushalmi means. Says, Kolechid Yisa Begazel Rachmanis. No. The whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zochu with Kinyan Chotza. Bang. Okay. That's simple pshat Yerushalmi. Chaim said differently. It's, without going into all the riots. So no, it's a nether. I create Kedushas Berek Habayis. and create chaloshim berek habayis. And memela, it belongs to Hekdesh. Dovah memela. And I can be shawl on it. I can be mafkia it. Ayideh shayla, take away the neder, be shawl on the neder. Then you take away the kedushin, you take away the kenyan. Okay. Another halacha. It's an interesting halacha. Hek teshava mana, shishol shava putis chama. I take this automobile and I say, this is Berek HaBayis. Change my mind. So what do I do? I'm poted from Hektish. I take a Shava Pruta. Say, okay, the douche should go on the Shava Pruta. Tosa says, that's only good if Kodim he Gilead Gizbor. Gilead Gizbor, I can't do it. What's a svara? Svara is a very simple svara. Higiliyad Gizbor. Heck, if it's lo Higiliyad Gizbor, the whole bilus of Hektish is based on the fact that my neder, I'm afkir the neder with a shavar pruta. Higiliyad Gizbor, now the bilus is based, it's in the rishus of Hektish. I got to buy it for full price. Okay. Now, so, but Hekdesh is a Kenyan that I can cancel. So if I'm makdish something to Berek HaBayis, in many ways, through a pidyon of Shavah Pruta, I can mafkir the net and mafkir the bailus. So according to the Rashba, it is also a cancelable Kenyan. So, Tosis thought, it's similar to Hektish. Cancelable Kenyan has to be just like Hektish. Mora says, no, it's a regular, it's a very big difference between that and Kiddush. But that was apparently the Sfara of the Lishna Kama. Hektish is a cancelable Kenyan. Lishna Basra says, no, one is a Kenyan I cancel, the one is a Mafkia with a Maitse Kenyan. Okay. But let's get back. So once with Reb Chaim's Yesod, I understand very well why Hefker. What is Hefker? Hefker is a very simple thing. Give me a Rambam Hafloch. I think it's there. Yeah. Or give me. Wait 1 second. Read Ram Nadara. Ram say about Hafasi Behek. Okay. Hefke Afghan Nether, come on Nether. Shasul Lachsiba. He can't change his mind. Mahu Hefke. What is Hefke? Shiyama Adam Nechasim Elu Hefke Lako. What's the din of Hefke? Kolakonim Zocha. I have to allow everyone to get it. Hamafke Sadehu. Okay. Ha'omas sodazu mufkaris in yomecha l'shabbos. It's Hefker on Sunday. Okay. He says, if no one picked it up on Sunday, so he says, afterwards, he says, there's a hole in you. Well, it can't be mafkir. Not mafkir. Okay. So, It's very simple. I create a chalos by a dibur, creating a chalos by a dibur, and then there are certain financial consequences to it. Well, same thing as, according to Reb Chaim, very similar processes. And the Gzeres HaKozer, I create a chalos and a chefetz. I need to have full bailus on it, so no difference between hektish and hefka. What is pinyin ma'aseh sheni? What do I do? I first say, this is ma'aseh sheni. Then I do a ma'aseh kinyan kesef to be mafkia it from the apples onto the money. Let's get back to what I said before. Hektish, if I mark something better by, I take an automobile. This automobile is better kabayis. This automobile is better kabayis. So, how am I mafkia the nether? How am I mafkia the haflo? I take a shove of prut, I say, mafkia. On the other hand, if higilia gizbar, then it's not totally on my nether anymore. I have to buy it for its full value, says Tosis. Now, ma'aseh sheni, I take ma'aseh sheni. I have a big apple orchard. And I now have 10 tons of apples. I take 1 ton of apples, I say, it's ma'aseh sheni. Take a look in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni. Perek Beis. Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni. Midas Chassidus, he says. He says, how Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, and Chilu Ma'aseh Sheni Shmona Al Shavu Pruta Meperes Acharis Emechulu. Or I can do it on a Kesef Pachos Meshavu Pruta. Okay, so that's. Why? How do I create ma'aseh sheni by a dibur? That creates a kedushas ma'aseh sheni. What do I do? I'm mafkia the dibur with the ma'aseh kinyan by dozen of kesef kol, and I transfer it. Apparently, according to the Rashba, to a ma'aseh kinyan to mafkia chalot, it's not just that I'm buying it from ma'aseh sheni. Some say, Reb Chaim says, I'm buying it from ma'aseh sheni. Chaim couldn't say it. If I'm buying it from ma'aseh sheni, I won't be able to do ma'aseh sheni shava monish chalo shava put is podoy. No. I'm doing a ma'aseh kin to mafkia the dibur, put it from one on the other. Anytime I want to be mafkia, a chalos, or create a chalos, mafkia chalos from A to B, apparently according to the Rashba, I need full bailus. That's how the Rashba works. Rashba, it's a cancelable Kenyan. And therefore, what does it mean, Shliach Shavya? Until you can go to the Dintorah, the moment you're about to be Zocha on it, it means you've finished the Dintorah. He's handing it to you. The moment he hands it to you, the Bailus is cancelable, and now you're my Shliach to bring it back to me. That's how the Rashba understands it. According to, it's a very straightforward, it's a Kenya, but interesting, he says a Kenya Gurua. Ram holds it's Husegvia. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's a sort of fake Kenyan. We give you a Shliach who goes through the process of a Kenyan, treated as a kenyan, but there is no kenyan. That's it. That's Hashra. Okay. Now, we have a Mishnah. Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Hagotzu l'mach l'zbonov v'yanyach l'fneyem p'turim l'shalem v'mdov v'shiyesh v'achraisach n'chotzim chayovim l'shalem. Okay. Let's go back to Daf Samachay Omer Aleph. Omer Raf, Karen Kane Shagunaf. Why? Karen Kane Shagunaf. Because the moment I steal it, I'm chayiv to give it back. Now, what am I chayiv then? Chayfetz? And the chayfetz doesn't exist, domim? Or then I'm chayiv chayfetz or domim? My chiyuv domim, when does the chiyuv domim begin? So it's a Mishnah. Tosis talks about kol gronim shalom katz egzela. I have a different Mishnah. Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. My father stole it. And it's kayim. The son eats it. When is the sheep in the chasim chal? When? Shaz gzeila. Let me ask you a very simple. Niach lehem aviyam parashu ula. Okay. Let's go back to the Hamafkin and Hashoel. And we have a Pikadin. And Zechiyam Hashov on the Pikadin. And I have it, give it back. And if it's not there, I have to pay for it. When does Zechiyam Domin begin? Okay. When does the Sheib and the Chasim begin? When does Zechiyam Domin begin? So, Mishashayla, Mishas, or Mishas Shur Mesa. Okay, it's all machlokas. Okay, but here there's a very fundamental, important difference between Gzela and Pikot. When I come and ask you for it, so the Chi of Hashava begins in Gzela, the Din Mamon. Now, what does the Din Mamon come from? The Din Mamon, according to Tosas, Chi of Hashava, according to Rambam, it's for Shilein. And if I'm a Mazik, it's Chi of Gzela. So when does it begin? It goes all the way back to the very beginning, the Maisa Gzela. The Sheba Nechasin goes back to when? Maisa Gzela. The Chiyav Tashlum goes from the very beginning, the Maisa Gzela. That's why Kol HaGazlona Meshalmim Kishas HaGzela. It's all one. There's a difference. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that I am Beis Omer Aleph. Haboba Machteres. I go into your house, middle of the night, want to steal everything. Okay. Okay. Bom machteres. So, what's the pasuk say? Im machteres imotze aganov, ukam amet sein lo domen. You can kill him. Okay. So, therefore, the Gemara says, let's say the Bob machteres, while he's there, he doesn't care too much. He breaks things. He destroys things and everything. He's parted from paying. Why? Because since the fact you can kill him, he's come lebi v'ramine, he's parted from tashlumen. Okay, Simon came in here at 2:30 in the morning, took some computers. Okay. So, let's say he walked off with the computers. And then he broke the computer. And the police catch up with him. Does he have to pay for the computer or not? Says Rashi, says Balamar, says the Rambam, Potter. Why? Because what are you chayev for? You're chayev for the geneva. So when you picked it up, you picked up the computer, you's potter from paying. When is the chayev mom and chal? B'shas he paid. I later on, he can't give the computer back. Okay. Can't give the computer back, so he has to pay for it. Yeah, but the chiyah, since the chiyah moment is chal, b'shas, he was in the machteres, Kamle b'rabinei says, he's potter. Ramban says, no. I agree, that's where we know that from, Tavr Shasya, right? What's Tavr Shasya say? Samachek. The chiyah of hashavah, the moment I steal it, anything that happens afterward goes back to the original Maisa Gneva. It's one extended Maisa Gneva, not a brand new chiyuv. Says the Ramban says, wait 1 second. That's only if there's a chiyuv at the beginning. But let's say afterwards, ain't a chanami, Tavr Shashi Chayv Erganev. Maybe Chayv also is a mazik. Chayv for two reasons. What do you see from Rashi, the Ramban, the Rambam? No. The moment that is a Gneva, I'm potter from everything except Gneva. I'm not a mazik later on. Because he took that computer. He's, okay. He's, Kamle b'rabine. Took that computer, Kamle b'rabine. And now, he breaks the computer outside the machteris. It's in his house. In his house, I have also, So the Ramban says, Ena chanami. Tavr Shashi, you're chayev for the Gneva. But here, since you're potter from the Gneva, now you're chayev as a mazik. Ramban says, no. The Rambam Rashi, Balamor says, no. Doesn't work that way. There's only a chayev of Gneva that goes back to the original thing. That's why. What do we say here? So therefore, if the father has achraya, so what happened? The father stole it. Now the father's dead. But the father has a chiyuv that goes all the way back a moment. So therefore, if the son eats it, forget what the son is chiyuv. It's chiyuv. There's a achraya snachos and goes back all the way to the beginning. That's the suya samachay omer aleph. That's the suya. And Sanhedrin, I am Beisam and Aleph, Bob Machteris. Everything goes back to the Shah Sagneva, and that's the Maisa Machayev, both of object and of money. Now, what about a Shomer's Chiyav Hashava? That's a different Machlokas entirely. That is, when does the Sheba Nechosim go back to? When does the Chiyav Mama go back to? Okay. So, where's that coming from? So we'll see. But the pashtus of the Mishnah at this point is if I steal something, see how Aleph, Perek Hei, Gzeilu Vavei, Halocha Hei, how does the Rambam call this Halocha? Hagozu umeis, gen shechichel sakzeilu lebonim, achayush, shlo echilin, elamocha ovda, hiniach karka chayavim l'shalem. Shedmei akzeilu chov hein al agasin. It's a chov. And whatever happened. Okay. And when does the chov begin? Shas gzeilu. That's why the Rambam says Baba Machteres and Yeshiva Chutz La Machteres. Kam Lebi Ramine says what? It's all part of a Chiyuv Gzeila. No matter what happens, you go back to the original. That's why kol ha-gazon ha-meshalmim kishas ha-gzela. Very, very simple, straightforward. It's all one big halacha. Taver shasi goes back to what? Chiyav gzela. Neva. That's why the Rambam paskins what? Went from 1 to 4 in Taver shasi. The kefil is how much? 4. Okay, that's before we get into the details of this Mishnah. Okay, now Tosus here comes up with a very simple but important halacha that is very relevant to when you're going to eat matzah Leil Pesach. Let us read Tosus. Hagozul umachel. Lavdavka ma'achel. Avon hu adin nosalem de pturim. L'rav chizda. De muke begmar masdin la'acha yiyush. Avon yiyush v'shini rishus. Avon yiyucho de milsa narka. Nami davka nosan ma'achel. Avon yiyuch chizda. Lo choshi v'shini rishus. Masha nosan lebonov hatzmuchem al shulchono. Leil Pesach, you're going to be in your father's house, if you saw Machal Shulchano, he's going to give you matzah. Is he makna you the matzah, or matzah still belongs to him? Okay. Give me a Gemara Pesachim. That's interesting. Is there a din lochem in matzah, or there's no din lochem in matzah? Okay. Your father buys you an esrog. What's he going to be careful to say? I'm makna to you the esrog, right? Makna to you the esrog. I'm going to make a kinyan, I'm kona the esrog. Okay. Okay. You're going to be at the Seder. Your father says, now make a kinyan on the matzah. I'm makna you the matzah. Did anyone ever hear anyone doing that? I have a guest in my house. I say, be careful. Be kona the matzah. So maybe there's no din lochem in matzah. Okay. So Tosa says what? If I give someone to eat, it's a shini rishus. Isn't that what Tosa says? The moment you give someone something to eat, it's a shini rishus. But if it's bonim hasomach al shulchano, there's no shini rishus. Okay, so. There is here. A Gemara in Sochem da Flamme Chesom Rallis says Esri Ksiv Lokachtel Chem Misholachem El Matzem Ksiv Matzaschem. Doesn't say Matzaschem. There's no din lochem. Amar Rava V'Tamer Rav Yema Bishlema Asya. Lechem, lechem, ksiv hocha lechem oni, ksiv hotsom, bachochem ilechem or. It's malahal mishlochem, avka mishlochem. You need lechem in matzah. Is that the maskana of the Gemara? Not. So there's a Tosis here. It says, yes, that's the maskana of the Gemara. Take a look in the Rosh. Rosh says, that's the maskana of the Gemara. Is it din lechem? So, very good. So, the Rosh says, the Rambam holds so. It's not so clear the Rambam holds. But at least according to the Rosh, and according to Tosis, so, therefore, the din lochem and matzah. So why it to say that you never hear of anyone telling you, have kavana to be yotzei? Okay, let's assume I have guests. So, well, because what does Tosis tell me here? He says, Lacha Yush to have a Yush Vishini Rishus. If I give someone to eat, do I expect to get it back or I don't expect to get it back? I don't expect to get it back. Right? Tosis telling an unbelievable halacha here. Okay. But the unbelievable halacha here is The moment I give something, someone to eat, there's an implicit, haknoah. And since there's an implicit haknoah, because I'm not going to get it back, there's a shini rishus. Except, so therefore, I don't have to come on to nichusa de mitzvah. But if there's a father who's supporting his children, banim hatzomuch al shulchano, so it's his father's chiyuv to give his children to eat. His father's chiyuv to children to see. So therefore, Tosfos for some reason says there's no implicit haknoah. However, what about matzah? What about matzah? So therefore, okay, I'll have guests at my house for the Seder. According to Tosis, I don't have to tell them to make a kinyan on it. Why? Because the moment I give it to them to eat, there's an implicit haknoah. What about bonim hasom al shulchano? All the bachrim who go back home for the Seder. So that bonim hatsomach al shulchan aviyam. Bonim hatsomach al shulchan aviyam. Where's the haknoah? So what's the answer? You learned it already. What? Right? Nechus of the mitzvah. Wait a second. Okay. Does that work? So here, see? You never know when you learn a Tosis what else is involved in the Tosis. Okay. Does it work or not work? Yes, Rabbi.
When we don't say mitzvahs don't need kavana because nechus the mitzvah, it's automatically like he has kavana. There's certain things that he has to have in mind.
What?
We don't get rid of kavana just because nechus the mitzvah. There's certain things you have to think, even.
Okay, fine. Okay. Nechus of the mitzvah applies here. Nechus of the mitzvah doesn't apply here. What?
Yeah,
it does. What? To do. Think about it. But that's what. That's so. That's why no one ever heard that at the Seder before everyone says, "Wait 1 second." Everyone should have kavanah to be kona the matzah. I've heard of millions of chumras in my life. I'm waiting for someone to come up with this one. So you say there's no din, so they'll say there's no din l'chamim matzah. I said, wait 1 second. Tosfos says the din l'chamim matzah. The Rosh says the din l'chamim matzah.
The father doesn't know there's a mitzvah.
What?
He doesn't know there's a mitzvah to make it. To, most fathers don't know there's a mitzvah to give it to the kids.
Okay, fine. So the question is, what is nechus? Okay, fine. Now we have to go all the way back to nechus of the mitzvah. Okay, to understand nechus of the mitzvah a little better. See, now you understand why people think, you know, life is simple. So, because of this tosis, so we have to understand. Obviously. As I said, I never have ever heard in my life, I've heard unbelievable chumras. One chumra I never heard of is that at the Seder, father says the guests, okay, we know from this Tosis. He doesn't have to tell the guests, right? The moment he gives it to the ink, that's a shini rishus, there's an implicit haknoah. Yes.
Didn't we once say that Sheila is also gives it lechem?
What?
Sheila.
Oh, wait 1 second. She'ela means I want it back.
So
I don't want. I don't want the matzah back. Right? You eat it and keep it. Okay. Eat it and keep it. That's not she'ela. Well, the she'ela is lechem. That applies, doesn't apply to Lulav. It applies to Sukkah. I have Exeris HaKosim, Kol Ezra. No. But Lulav Shula doesn't apply. It applies to Yontav Sheni, maybe. Applies to Sukkah, but it doesn't apply to Esrig, and who's that applies to Matzah? No. I have a special Xerasa Kosin, but it's not even Shayla here. That means I'm giving it to you, I'm not getting it back. I'm giving it to you, I'm not getting it back.
Of course, more than that, Kinyan Shayla. I gave it to him.
I gave it to him to be Yotze the Mitzvah. What did I give it to him for? I gave it to him to be Yotze the Mitzvah.
Right?
Do I need the Chus of the Mitzvah? I don't need the Chus. This is called Kinyan Hamoil. Do you know what Kinyan Hamoil is? Okay. But what did you like? But obviously, as I said, no one ever... no one has ever been in a house. I've never been in everyone's house in the world, but I never in my life heard that anyone tells them have kavanah to be. So before we blow shofar, have kavanah to be yotzeh. Before Megillah, we have all these statements. Never in my life have I heard someone say, "Okay, now everyone pick up the matzah, make a kinyan hagbah on it." Kavanah to be Yotze, Kavanah to be Kona, never heard. So if it's a guess, Tosis already told me. Kona Somech on Shulchan Aviv. So, something else. Now, Kona Somech on Shulchan Aviv says, wait 1 second, let me finish. I'll tell you another very big Shaila that exists always. Tosa says there's a machlokas in Afila Shmuel, Dama Bob Mitzi, Mitziotzen La Atzman. A Kohen Natsomech Hal Shechanov, he picks up a Mitzia. Take a look there. Who does the Mitzia belong to? Belongs to his father. It's a big machlokas, it belongs to his father. It doesn't belong to his father. So, a lot of people say any money that a Kohen Natsomech Hal Shechanov, understand this well. For all you had Somech al Shulchan Aviv. Any money you have belongs to your father automatically. Okay. Gone to the discussion region of a certain Rosh Hashiva. Has a very big Shaila. If this is so, the cotton under the chuppah has been Somech al Shulchan Aviv. When he's been eating in his father's house. So when did he buy Tabas Kedush? He was Somech al Shulchan Aviv. It belongs to his father. Okay, if the father's going to still continue to support him, that's a whole shaila whether afterwards, if the father continues to support him. He's also so how's the chos never say, harayat, it doesn't belong to me? Okay, so that's a very good question. So according to the Rajba, that's not a problem. Which Rajba am I talking about? What? That Kedushin? So the father standing with the son under the chuppah. The father certainly brought the son to the chuppah, wants the kedushin to be chal. So does the father want the kala to be kona the ring? Yeah. So it doesn't matter who the ring belongs to, the father or the son, right? So according to the Rashi, there's no shaila. Okay, I see. You never understood how all these things happen. All these things you learn apply to millions of things that happen every day in your life. Okay, so, but if you say, like the Grosh says, Pshat and Rambam, it has to belong to him, and Mekadosh has belonged to him, has been Hakno. Okay, it's a Hakno, so it's Hakno. So that's a standard question people talk about. I was a chuppah recently where, what do you call it? The Masada Kedusha, certain Rashi was very mocked, but he said, when did you buy the ring? Yeah, it was when, you bought it 2 months ago. Bought the ring you bought 2 months ago, you were Somech al Shulchan Aviv, it belongs to your father. Now you're independent, you're no longer Somech al Shulchan Aviv, so let's make a kinyan all over again. Okay. Another Rosh Hashiva I know, who always is mocked, the father to be mocked the ring to somebody else, and his and Mekudesh didn't have a Knani. Hari Amakudesh Sli Tabas that someone's giving you. Okay. But we'll see that's not, but what is, but by Matzah, what is, so, Skotnat Somech al Shulchan Aviv, we'll see, take a look at the Gemara Bob Metzia, what the halach is, but then think for a second, whether we need, whether when you yotze mitzvahs matzah, we need nechus of the mitzvah, we don't need nechus of the mitzvah. Okay? And that's the first thing we'll talk about tomorrow. Let's see. Next, let's keep going.
Ready?
Yes.
By matzah, the Father Rambam says that if you have matzah ma'aser sheni, you eat it in Yerushalayim, you're yotze. So does that show you that
all... Esrog ma'aser sheni, you're also yotze. Scratch that one, okay? In Yerushalayim, okay? Scratch that one, okay? Yes.
What?
That's a very good question. So I have a better question. Ever see anyone makna lulav on yontif to somebody? Meisim b'chol yom, right? What does it say? Don't be makna your lulav on yontif rishon to your son because he can't be, he's a kohen, he can't give it back to you, right? So you can do a kinyan. The answer is, when I invite a guest to my house, I'm makta the food to him, erechanami. But it's a dvar mitzvah. A kinyan dvar mitzvah you're allowed to do. That way you can makna lulav, you can makna matzah. So, what I want, be careful with this Tosus. But Tosus is telling us, so Tosus is solving the problem for guests. But Tosus is not solving the problem for Kotna Sorwa Chashulchan Aviv, how he's being yotz to the mitzvah matzah, because father has to feed him. So all the food, Tosus says, not a haknoah. Not a haknoah. So do we need nichus of the mitzvah? We don't need nichus of the mitzvah. Okay. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. Okay. See? Here we go, we've seen Rav Chis and Rami Bachoma, but we're going to see dimensions of this that you haven't even dreamed of. Okay. So, if you read the Gemara straight through, the Gemara says like this in Kuf Yud Beis Omalef. Everyone hopefully has seen this Gemara, we'll have to get back to it, but once we see something else. Hiniach lehem avihem mo'os shel ribis. The father was a malva beribis. Okay. Av pishi yodim shehen shel ribis ein chayovim lahachse. Even though they know it was ribis, they don't have to give it back. Why not? Omer Rami Bachom. Okay. Zot omeres yishus yoresh kishus lokech domi. Rav Amar lo melech rishosh lav kishus lokech. So the question is, the father has money, he loaned out for ribbis. He has money, he loaned out money, got ribbis for it. Now here's the money, and then the father dies. So is if rishus yoresh is kishus lokech, so, the Shah says, Shini Rishus or not? So it says that they don't have to give it back. But Shiny Hocha, so it's Lav Rishus, why don't they have to give it back? It's no Shini Rishus. Omakro, Al Tikach Mi Ito Neshech Vatarvis. You do not allow to take ribis. I had to give it back. Okay. So let's take a look on the Pasuk. And what does the Pasuk say here? The full Pasuk. Al tikach miito neshech v'tarvis. V'reisim elokech v'chai ochicha imoch. What does v'chai ochicha imoch mean? So here you have a potential major machlokas rishonim. What's the halacha rib? I give you four, and you give me back five. So the Torah says, don't do it. Don't do it. And that extra one is gezel, or the extra one is, I'm not allowed to do it, but I have to give it back. So if you take a look in the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvahs that the Rambam did not count, he says like this. Mitzvahs the Rambam skipped. Mitzvahs essay the Rambam skipped. This is essay ha-hechrichios, chiyuvin. Ramban says, is it your Zion, I believe? Let me take a look. Hitzavinu l'hachzer haribis shalakachnu me'ochinu. If we took ribis, yes. You obligated yourself to give five, you have to give five. I take the five, I'm not allowed to take the. And if I did take that fifth, I have to give it back a separate misasese v'chai ochicho imoch. Kasher monanu Hashem yizbarach meligzo. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not allowed to steal, and this is going to be very key in understanding this part of the Gemara. V'im God nigzal gozer aleinu laheshiva, we have to give it back. Kein oye ini beribes, shenem al kikach mihito neshech v'tabes, v'reisim al kecha, chayachimoch. V'dor shubo, perkezeh neshech, hadalei, give it back, ki heichet in the nechir, so we'll be able to live. The Amma Hashem is a pasuk gezel on Rabbi Lezer she ribes ktsutza yotze b'dayonim. Ribes ktsutza, that means four, five for four. Bezdin will take it away from you. Yotze b'dayonim. V'alocha kamosa kamoshin yisbar perkei shomitzir. Okay, that's the first part of this halacha. Just number one. So it's heidrizak zela she gaza. It's a question is in this Ramban, a very important question. Who does the money belong to? I have to give money that belongs to you. But if I take that extra one, so is that as mitzvah? Because I took something that doesn't belong to me? No. So Gemara says he gave it to me willingly. So I own it. So why is it Yotze B'dayon? Because it's a mitzvah. Question is what? So, okay. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Now, the father is mechuyev to give this money back. Good. Father dies. Wait 1 second. Who does that money belong to? So is there Sheba Nechasim on it or there is no Sheba Nechasim on it? Let's just read the Gemara again. Let's just do this, and we'll now. We took a slight vacation from, but it's not really a vacation as you see from the neighbor Zayda. We'll back into it all over the place here. But this is an interesting side sugya here, which we have to look at. But we decide Yishus Yor. So if the Gemara says, if Yishus Yoresh, it's Kishus Lokeach, so then. It's Yiyush v'shini Rishus. It's Shini Rishus. But, Shush Yorish Lav, Kishus Lokeach, so it's all one Rishus. So why don't you have to give it back? What it says, so the Torah says, Ki heich nechi b'hadoch l'didekom. The Torah said he has to do it. L'bre lo me'az hile rachmana. Okay, so if it's a mitzvah, if the money belongs to him, and it's just a mitzvah. So then I have another question. Everyone jumps up here. Right? If I have a mitzvah to give you money, that creates a Sheba Nechasim or doesn't create a Sheba Nechasim? Yes, Rabbi Bernstein, we saw that in the past few weeks. Where did we see that in the past few weeks? Yes, everyone, we Manus saw it. Kuna. What? Manus. By what?
Manus Kuna.
A better example. in the last few weeks we start, I have a chiyuv to give tzedakah. Right? Does that create a Sheba Nechasim or doesn't create a Sheba Nechasim? So where did we see that? Okay, my dear rabbis. The end of Hilchas Nachas. Echeresh Shotev Akatan. Bezdin takes their money for tzedakah, right? Why? So take a look in the Kesef Mishnah there. We saw that halacha when we learned Nichus of the Mitzvah. Coming back to Nichus of the Mitzvah all over again. Okay? So now we have, let's just focus for a day or two on this interesting halacha. The Gemara says, if Yishus Yorish, Yishus Lokeach, then the rib is, it's a Sheni Rishus, which I would have imagined means it doesn't belong to the father. Right? That's why it's a Sheni Rishus. Did the Gemara say there was Yush, is not Yush? Okay. So what's the Gemara talking about here? And what's this Gemara all about? So, first thing we have to do, because Nichus of the Mitzvah, is what? This, we have to see this Tosis and figure it out, Lagabe Matzah. Why? Your father is not going to announce to the Seder, have Kavanah to be Kona the Matzah. Okay. Okay. So, therefore, that is, we have to see this Tosis. Then we'll see this Gemara. And then we've shown him on this Gemara, what is Chiyav Ribbis? Tziotzi B'dayonim et not. And there's a mitzvah. Mitzvah creates Sheba. So we have Pidyon HaBen. There's a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen creates a Sheba. We've discussed many, many moons ago. And that certainly people forget. That what happens? I have a chiyuv to teach my children Torah. I'm out of town. My wife feels for their advantage, it's important to hire a private tutor to give them a push ahead. So, then go ahead and hire the tutor. Why? My nechosim meshubit to my mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a halach and shulchan aruch. Why? My nechosim are shuvit to my chiyuv and mitzvahs. What are my chiyuv and mitzvahs? Teaching my children Torah. Okay. This is, we'll have to see this halacha here. Understand it. Take a look at first the Ramban here in Sefer Mitzvahs. The end of mitzvahs I'll say, there's the mitzvahs the Ramban didn't count. He has mitzvah Yud Zayin. And how does that fit in with this Gemara? What it talked about, Kishus Yorish, Kishus Lokeach. Because before we get in, why do I want to do it this way? Not just to give you a break from Gnei Gzeila, because we'll come back, it just comes back in itself all over the place. Everything comes back in itself. You never thought we were going to talk about Chiyuv Matzah, did you? Okay. But, still, here, we have to understand what this whole thing is, Kishus Yorish, Kishus Lokeach, all about, before we apply it to Yishvah Shana Rishus. Okay. May it's a shampoo letter. We continue. Okay.